Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And, yeah, Christmas Eve, we're live.
I was just going to say, how much do we love each other that we're both here live, really live, on Christmas Eve morning? I'm in my pajamas. Sharon looks like she's ready to go to a party.
Well, you know what? I don't know that I'm going to have time to change to do anything later. So I'm making a sauce, and we're having all kinds of fun stuff going on at our house. So, but we figured we'd keep Jesse company. Good morning, Jesse.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. So here we are.
Here.
Yeah, Christmas Eve. I brought Jesse some cookies. I have some cookies in here for Ryan. If Ryan's listening, you better get here, because I might get into them. I'm hungry, actually. I didn't eat this morning. So we are live this morning, and we have this show, and then we have next show next week for New Year's Eve. We'll be here live for that, too. And next week, we're going to have Dan Mann on. Of course, Fairway Mortgage is our corporate sponsor for our radio show, and they do such a fabulous job. Last week was your birthday. I called in. I got my classes done.
I did. I had a great day, and I was here with Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys, and they were fabulous.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous.
I did not get a chance to listen, and it was just, you know, a short week, so I, you know, crazy week, you know, just delivering all kinds of goodies to all our clients and everything. So it was really hard. Oh, yeah, I find it's echoey. It's one of these.
Is it? Oh, thank you, honey. Oh,
there we go.
Because I thought it was me.
Yeah, I felt like I was in the Grand Canyon or something.
Right, there's just not enough coffee in the world for that sound.
I know. I didn't have coffee either. If anyone's if anyone's near the studio, I started drinking it again. I need a coffee. I take it black. I take it black with one spoon. Linda, if you wouldn't mind bringing me a coffee. I'm sure Jesse won't mind. Just a whole bunch of people coming into the studio, right?
As long as I bring coffee.
Yeah, just bring coffee. Yeah. We need coffee.
I take mine with whiskey.
Especially on Christmas Eve.
Mine with Kalor and a big dollop of like something like whipped cream or
dollop
something.
Dollop of Daisy. What is a Daisy?
I don't know. A Daisy?
It's dollop of Daisy. Isn't that a commercial? Dollop of Daisy. Is that whipped cream? Not whipped cream. What's that other one?
I think a daisy is a flower.
I know that. Dollop of Daisy. It's a commercial, and it's a sour cream. There you go. You need a dollop of sour cream in that coffee.
Oh, no. I'll take that in some butternut squash soup, though.
Is sour cream in coffee a thing?
No. I think
not. Not for me.
Let's not make it a thing.
I think that's definitely not a thing.
Very smart.
No.
Excuse me.
Bring me a coffee. So we are live. So this is sort of like a free-for-all show, but we'd love to hear from our listeners this week, today, just because it's, we're getting to the end of the year and we want to celebrate all of our past co-hosts that we've had with us. So we're going to do little tidbits from each one of them. And I reached out to all of them. Actually, I reached out to them on Thursday, and they're all so busy. And I just said, what would be your top three tips for us to give our listeners? So some were able to respond, which is great. So I have some of that. 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900. I know you're probably out there getting all your shopping done, all your last minute stuff. You'll probably bump into Mr. McNamara out there looking for something for me. Hopefully.
We'll see.
Yeah, I know. Well, we want for nothing. I'm just happy that, you know, both girls are home and they're healthy. So what more could we really ask for? And tomorrow, you know, Christmas Day, do you have people coming to your house? What's your plan?
I don't get out of my pajamas on Christmas Day, but I do, you know, have family over and we have a wonderful meal. But I literally do not get out of my pajamas. Don't
really?
Care.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's
because today's like the, you know, I get dressed up tonight.
Yeah.
To go out. Uh-huh. But tomorrow, no PJs for me, cooking and PJs.
You have a lot of places to go tonight?
Several of my clients invited me to their open houses. And of course, I will go because they come to my open houses, right?
Yeah.
And so I am excited about that. And then I'm going to one of our neighbors as well tonight, which is always fun. And and so that I'm excited. I'm excited.
I'm going to try to get over to Carol's house. Yes. She's so great. She does it every year. You used to do it years ago.
I did.
And that when you the way you decorate, it could have ended up in like one of those magazines, a fancy magazine. Yeah, you did a beautiful job. You know you did. You love that.
I do love decorating for Christmas. I do.
Yeah.
Christmas is my favorite.
Yeah,
and I keep Christmas in every room. All year round.
The whole, yeah, like your whole month, like your birthday, you know, all of that stuff. Anyways.
Love it.
So for us, I have 22 people come to my house tomorrow.
That's awesome. Like,
yeah.
Both sides of the family or?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Yeah, so it's going to be great.
That's going to be
so 22 people.
Surely.
It was a last minute decision, you know.
Good.
You know, there was some moving around. Some people, you know, couldn't make it. And so I just decided, you know what, I'm going to invite a ton of people. And I put it out there and I have 22 people who are coming.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be an awesome. And it's about the kids and everything else. So it's going to be really exciting. So I'm really looking forward to it. So if you want to tell us about your Christmas plans, I mean, seriously, we don't even have to talk about real estate this morning if you don't want to. Again, and Jesse is manning the phones. Cindy and I are both here live this morning because that's how much you mean to us, WTV listeners.
We have Bob from Hingham on the line.
Oh, we do. Oh okay. Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey,
good
Bob.
Morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob. Merry Christmas.
I didn't see the monitor light up, so I didn't realize that we had somebody. So,
hey,
good morning, Bob.
Good morning, ladies.
What can we do
how
for
are
you?
How are you this morning?
We're fabulous. How are you? That was in stereo.
Well, Sharon, I just wanted to wish you and Mark and the girls the merriest of Christmas and the happiest of New Year's.
Oh, well, thank you. So does Bob want to give his last name? Because I'm not picking up the voice for some reason. I know who it is. I know Bob from Hingham. I got your Christmas card this week.
Okay, then I don't have to tell you who I really am.
No, you don't have to tell you. Are you with your beautiful wife?
I am not. You know what time of the day it is.
I know. I was just going to say she might still be in bed. Well, thank you for calling in. And you know what? Merry Christmas to you guys. And I didn't forget to send you guys a Christmas card. It's just that they're still in the box sitting on my kitchen counter. So they might
get
out late. But you know what, Bob? You know what I did this year? We did, Mark and the girls made 3 sandcastles in 3 different places this year, Menempshire and Aruba. So that's what our Christmas card is this year. You remember all of those ones, right, when the kids were little?
I certainly do.
Yeah. So this year it's 3 different sandcastles.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
see, now I have something to look forward to.
Yes, absolutely. It will get there. It says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, so I figure I give myself
Smart
a week.
Woman.
Another week.
Yep, she'll get them out.
I'm not going to lie. The process of should I just save these for next year so I have them early? And I looked at the card and it says 2016, so I can't get away with it. But make sure you let Sheila know that it will be in the mail. I promise.
Okay. Well, have a wonderful evening tonight and day tomorrow and a new year.
All right. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Love you guys.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
So that,
wasn't that nice?
Yeah, you know what? One of our good friends. I mean, honestly, like, we are so fortunate to have the best of, like, just know the best people. So they are friends of ours from Scituate Harbor. We kept our boat where they had their boat. So think about it.
For
Casey
years.
And Mackenzie were, like, 2 and 3.
Yep.
So they literally grew up with Casey and Mackenzie.
Awesome.
And I can't imagine my life without them in it. But it was fun this year because we have the boat. And we were able to see Bob over at and Sammy, his granddaughter, over at Menempshire this year.
Oh,
and we used to do that trip with them all the time, and they're just wonderful, wonderful people. So I just love
them. Nice that he called in.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited that he did that.
So what are you doing tonight, Shao? Before we get into the real estate.
Yeah. Let's see. Tonight, I'm going to my cousin Steven's house.
Oh, no. Oh, I know Steven. Yeah.
Yep. So Steven
Boat
is...
Boat Steven.
Yep. The Boat Steven. Yep. So Steven is having... he has Christmas Eve every year. He's so good to do it every year, too. So I'm going to be making some things that I learned how to make in Italy. I forget what they're called, but they're delicious.
Things.
Yeah. Like croissant. I don't know. I can't even think about how to say it.
You do...
I made them... Yeah, I made them for Eileen Stewart's house.
Yes.
They're a big hit.
Yes. Yes. I didn't have them because I don't have that.
Yeah. But, because, yeah, it's on bread
really
and sausage and mascarpone cheese and mascarpone cheese. Chris loved those.
Oh, they looked fabulous.
Yeah.
And if I had cheated, I would have had one of those.
Yeah, you couldn't eat anything I'm making because I'm also bringing stuffed mushrooms and I do like a bread stuffing with sausage. So I think that will be good.
Nice.
Yeah, but I'm going to get back on the wagon with the paleo thing soon, I promise. Then tomorrow, ham, turkey, Italian, all the goods.
Yep.
So 781-837-4900. If you want to call and just say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, all those good things, just give Cindy and I a call because we're super cash today.
Well, I am. She's not. She looks like a Christmas tree. No. I, on the other hand.
I have on a red shirt and jeans. No, but we're cash when it comes to the radio show. So
we have
nothing really pressing to discuss today, but we do want to discuss all of our wonderful co-hosts that we have throughout the year. And who do you want to start with? I mean, we have Dan on with us next week. So
Dan's on next week. And you know, just speaking of mortgage people, so Dan is the best of the best for me and my clients. But I have so many people that when I originally received them as a potential buyer, they are pre-approved with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's a bank that, you know, maybe not doesn't offer every program that Fairway offers. So I suggest that they, you know, give him a call because it costs nothing.
Yeah, just to find out.
Find out. Mm-hmm. Because I want them to, because a lot of times people don't know.
Yeah.
So I want them to get the best for them, for what they can,
mm-hmm.
for their money, for their payments, for whatever.
Yeah.
And 10 out of 10 people, you know,
end up
and they say, thank you so much because he put me in the Home Ready program. He put me in Mass Housing, which, you know, if a lender doesn't offer that, you don't know about it.
Exactly.
And they're certainly not going to say, hey, why don't you call one of those mortgage companies that offer that?
Yes.
So, I have a closing on the 30th this month.
Of course you do.
Right. I know.
It's Christmas Eve. Don't you think you should be getting something under agreement like last year?
Last year. A few on Christmas Eve, I did. But no, I'm quiet right now, which is good. So I have a closing and, you know, my client reached out to me. I said, we don't know exactly what time the closing is, so we'll do the final walkthrough. We'll figure that out. And she just was she said, thank you so much. This has gone so smoothly. And Dan was able to, this was a last minute thing. And I'd been looking with this client for quite a while and she lost out on 6 properties. We finally found one. There were multiple offers. Thank goodness her offer was accepted. But he did the whole thing in 17 days.
Wow. That's awesome.
And otherwise we wouldn't have been able to close by the 30th. And, you know, Dan is just the best of the best.
Yeah.
And she sent me a nice text yesterday of how smooth it went, how easy it was. And she can't believe that she's actually getting her house and she loves it and she's, you know, closing on the 30th.
See, I have goosebumps because it really does come down to that. I mean, I know it sounds hokey, but I say to people, you know, for some reason or another, people have this image of real estate agents for some reason more concerned about their commission than anything else. And, you know, I've asked agents to leave because I asked that one question, do you care more about your client or your commission? You know, and if I don't like the response, they're, you know, not there anymore.
There is only one response to that.
And I think the majority of us are not motivated by money, but what we're motivated by is helping people. And
absolutely.
When we hear stories like that, it just gives me goosebumps all over because I just love the teams that we've put together. And Dan Mann and Fairway Mortgage and Jim Sweeney, who's the attorney, they are just so wonderful. And they got us that party bus for the Boston Connect holiday party.
It was a party bus.
It was amazing, amazing, amazing. Amazing fun. And We had our, so last week we were there.
That seems like 100 years ago.
I know.
But last week we went to the winery. Sharon and Mark hosted a wonderful Christmas party for all the Boston Connect agents and the winery, and there was a wine tour, and
It was fun, huh?
It was fun. It was beautiful. And it was, so we didn't have to drive.
Yeah.
So there was a bus that took,
Dan and Jim got us the bus.
Yeah, that was really
awesome.
Fun. And there was some drinking going on the bus.
I know. I'm just so glad that every time somebody buys me a drink, I don't finish the entire thing. And I leave it somewhere else. They were all over the place.
Thank
my
goodness.
Girlfriend Karen came up to me and she's like, seriously, I'm not buying you another one until you finish one completely. And I was like, it's probably better. So,
right.
Yeah. But we have Tom from Kingston on the line.
We haven't heard from Tom in a while.
I know, Tom.
Tom, where have you been?
It's not me. Where have you guys been?
We're right here.
Every time I call in, it's not a live show.
Oh, that's the summertime, generally speaking. I don't want to say we took time off this summer.
Gosh,
it's just
no.
that we pre-recorded so we could be with our clients on the weekends, and I wanted to.
But the stinky part is the different guests you had on there. Like, I had a couple questions like, no, it's not a live show.
Yeah, but you can always email us, and you could all, you, I
just
know you
called them direct.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
That's good. That's good. I know
good.
You have my cell phone number. You've called me a few times, too. So
I want to tell you guys about my experience a little over 10 years ago about Christmas Eve.
Okay.
It has to do with real estate. A friend of mine moved from East Boston down to Halifax. Had to be done on Christmas Eve. They did the transaction. They did a passing and everything else. I couldn't believe it. And so here we are, packing up a van, moving from Halifax. I'm sorry, from East Boston, from a second floor
apartment.
They owned the house. It was a two-family.
Yeah.
And they sold it and had to be down Halifax. We did it all on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
La, 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 la.
Hopefully they had some food for you or something afterwards. I'm assuming you didn't do, what, the seven fishes?
But her being Italiano, there was plenty of food.
Oh, I bet.
I can't remember what the name of that. It was a steak rolled up with like a stuffing in it or something.
Oh, I know what that is.
I don't know.
But I don't, because I'm
Irish.
But I know what it is, and it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Not bruschetta. No,
bruschetta.
No, it's brujol.
Brujoli.
Irish, and I know that because I love food, Tom.
It's delicious, you know.
Yes,
but it was like something I said I'll never do again, or I won't.
What, eat that, or you won't help somebody move on Christmas Eve?
No, somebody move on Christmas Eve. I mean, I was just very happy for them, and for some reason, I don't remember all the particulars and didn't get into it at that time. Why it had to be done at that time, and.
And sometimes things just work out that way. But you know what? When you have good friends like you, Tom, I mean, you helped them out. I'm sure that they were thrilled about it.
Yeah. Like I said, it was kind of tough to get certain things done, to get the final numbers and everything else. But why, I don't know. In today's world, I don't think it would happen.
Well, don't say that so
really?
Much. Well, now the difference is with me is, I have my own real estate team that helps me. I like to say I'm schizophrenic, so I'm Sharon McNamara, realtor, so I do that. And me
AKA,
and my team, actually this year, my team and I closed 52 houses. And then the office is something separate, and the office was like 250 or something like that. But we hear a lot of stories about different things that happen. And I want to let you know, last week we had a closing that was supposed to happen the week before, and it was all because of numbers and this and that and things not lining up. Like Cindy just said, when Dan does a loan for one of our clients, we know it's going to get to
the
end.
Yeah.
So, you really do have to be careful. It's really the team that you pick, and that's one of the tips that one of our attorneys actually gave us, is to make sure you have a good team on your side.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What's the definition of a team?
So, there's a couple definitions for team. So for Boston Connect Real Estate, by the way, I used the word team for my staff that helps me with all of the training. So team at my office means training, education, advising, and mentoring. So we have an empowerment team that helps our team do that. So that's sort of my little thing in the office. But for us, a team would be your real estate agent,
your loan officer, your attorney, your inspector. Those are the things that I use the same.
Insurance person.
Yep. All of those things, because you know that it's in good hands and you don't have to worry about it. And I'm not worried about anything closing late or last minute or anything like that. They do their jobs.
Yeah. A CPA as well. I mean, it matters where you are. I mean, you might need an estate attorney as well as a real estate attorney.
Sure.
Generally, they all do the same thing. But your core team.
So you're saying that somebody that wants to buy or sell, when they take on an agent, they take on a team.
Exactly.
Well, for us, they do.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
I can't answer that for anyone else, but definitely they get my team. And hopefully, you know, I always suggest, and everyone so far has been wonderful and listened and love the people that I work with.
And
my
we
team.
Really do call each other a team. Like, this is your team that we've put together for you. I mean, obviously, people can choose who they want, but I had a closing last week with Dan Mann as well, and with Jim Sweeney was the attorney. And they were, what their comment was outside of the Registry of Deeds in Rockland was, wow, the team that you put together for me was amazing. So they were just so thrilled and so happy. They actually bought one of my new construction products, properties over in Jefferson Square.
Oh, okay, yep.
And I sold their house in Duxbury.
Oh, I know. They bought unit 7.
The Riggins. Oh,
They came into many open. Yeah. They came into every open house that I do it. They just want to, and I'm like, there's nothing, no walls. There's nothing up here. I'm just standing here with some buckets. But they came into every one of them.
Yeah. They're awesome. But they loved the team that we put together because.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea because how many times you've heard horror stories where this one's waiting for that person, can't get a hold of the other person. And it caused a lot of problems. It's nice to have somebody you're familiar with, you've been working with, and on the same ball, you know, everybody on the same wavelength.
I like to say, you know, with the people that we're using, it's almost like when Mark and I go out dancing, I know exactly when he's going to twirl me. I know exactly when, you know, he's going left, I'm going right. Like, we just dance well together.
Yes.
And when you have a strong team, what also is really helpful is because I can give everything I have as a real estate agent, Cindy can as well, because I'm not worried if the attorney we're using is doing his job. I'm not worried if the loan officer is doing his or her job.
Right.
We know that everybody on our team is doing their part, which means that we're able to really like hyper-focus on what our job is, helping you with, you know, the home inspection process and the purchase and sales process. There's such a long process. So
it is. And I know recently one of our agents, Tom, in the office, she's on fire. She's a great agent and she has a team, but she didn't have the luxury of using on the other side, you know, someone. And I think it was a loan officer, but
is this Janice? Did you read that in our Facebook? We have an internet office Facebook page.
Yep.
And Janice posted
and she's
this yesterday.
Like the most incredible person ever, but and always upbeat and, you know, works with everyone so well. And this, was it a loan officer, Sharon? I can't remember.
It was a loan officer.
Wouldn't return phone calls, things like at all to the client, to any, like,
didn't respond to email, to text message. She tried reaching out to him several times. They were supposed to close this week and they never showed up. Like, they just disappeared.
And these are supposed to be professional people.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's why it is so important to me anyway, you know, and there's been, I think years ago, I had one occasion where someone didn't go with, you know, my person and trying, because I'm a pain in the neck. If I need to make sure you're doing your job.
Yeah.
So with my team that I use, I don't need to worry about that. But this person, I, you know, no response, you know, don't worry about it. Just bring me some new clients. And I thought, I'm not bringing you
I'm not bringing you anybody. I had one time, I had a loan officer, because the person that I was using, that was using me as their agent, was using this person already, family friend, blah, 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 whatever it was.
Right.
And it got back to me, because I know a lot, we know everybody in the industry. I've been doing this for 16 years, you know?
Yeah.
And it got back to me that he said, Sharon McNamara is very difficult to work for. And it's not that I'm difficult, it's just that I have very high expectations.
Right.
Absolutely.
When you're working for my client, I expect that you're going to respond, I don't know, within 48 hours at least. But when you don't call at all, well, that's how I feel. I mean, we're used to getting the 3-minute call. I mean, if I texted Jim Sweeney or Dan right now, they would respond.
Absolutely.
So I think we're spoiled.
We are. Because it can be 11:30.
Communication.
Yeah. And
no reason why not.
And today, for me, like, I have to download all of the thing, the things that are in my brain at like 11 o'clock at night. So I'll send a text or an email to them and I'll say, this is for tomorrow. Please don't respond. Please, this is just, you know, I need to get this brain dump out of my head. And I get a response every time.
Every single time.
Every time.
To me too.
Even when I beg not to, please do not open.
And Tom, one of the things you just said was communication. And every year I buy this book. It's from the National Association of Realtors. It's called The Profile of Home Buyers and Home Sellers for like that year. So like 2016, whatever, right? We just got the recent one. I think it goes from July to July. And it comes out in August or September or something like that. I don't even really remember the exact dates.
Yeah.
But all kinds of graphs and charts in there. The number one complaint that home buyers and home sellers have in regard to their experience with their real estate agent, number one for the last 15 years that I can remember, is communication.
Yes.
It's key. It's key in anything, in any job.
And a lot of times all it is a pat in the head saying everything's going to be okay.
Or I don't have any information. I'm sorry, I really don't have any information for you right now. As soon as I have that information, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Like that, just little, you know, calling.
And today there's no excuse because you can my clients like texting no matter what age they are. Really, they're fine with texting. And then I'll follow it up with an email. But you have to communicate. Like I just even let them know, hey, I have no news on this. Or, you know, the appraisal is scheduled for Tuesday. Just let you know. So when you hear about that, because you'll hear instantly from Dan, let me know so that we can move forward. You know,
It's
constant communication. Like I even said to, you know, my client Dawn from Weymouth yesterday, I said, we don't have the closing time yet, so I haven't, you know, we'll do the final walkthrough. Hopefully we'll do it the same morning. I don't know, but when we figure that out, because it's the holidays, she's like, thank you so much for getting back to me. It's a week in advance.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, I mean, just so that I'm here. This is the home stretch.
And it's nice, too, because our loan officers, sometimes like if our clients reach out, not that our people don't respond, but they'll always, they sort of tell us to, like, oh, I reached out to, you know, Dan, I reached out to Jim, or, you know, they're always responding.
Always.
It's nice.
Yes.
And as a consumer, it's one of those things you like to know that things are going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no roadblocks. You always hear the horror stories. And if there is, what can I do to take care of it so we can continue? So it's like, we did hear from the appraiser. Okay, we did. It's like, good. You know, things are still going forward.
Right.
So important. Let me ask you a question. What about Dorchester? How's that going?
Oh, Dorchester. Mm. Look, you just brought a smile to my face. There's no place like home.
I know.
Dorchester, yes.
Where is it located?
We're right in Adams Village, so across from the Airy Pub, sort of diagonal from the Airy Pub where Gerard's used to be. It's now called the Landmark.
What happened to Gerard?
Gerard sold, and now we have, you know, they have new people there.
So you're in a very historic area where the president came over there to have a hot dog.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it still says up on the sign, Gentleman's Club. I find that hilarious. So we're there. You probably heard a couple weeks ago, Jim Sweeney was on with us. We're actually sharing a space with Jim Sweeney. Jim is friends with the people who own the building. He was one of the attorneys that did, you know, helped with the transaction. So he called me and said, you know, I think that I have a space, which is great. Yeah, so we're really excited about that. And we're going to have a grand opening.
That's an ideal location, too, right off the highway.
Mm. Yeah, it's 0.5 miles to the highway.
Yeah, and it's like access to, you know, northeast, south, and west.
Yeah, we can get to Milton. We can get to Quincy and Weymouth really easy. Braintree.
You can get into Boston. You can get anywhere.
Yeah, it's really, really nice location. We're really happy about that. So we're looking forward to growing that office in 2017.
Do you have a sign out there?
We don't have it yet. We're in the process of getting that made, so we have to go through a little bit of more hurdles in the Boston area, you know, for permits and things like that. But we're up on the third floor on top of Landmark, right where Gerard's used to be. So if you're ever in that area, make sure you send me a text and I'll let you in there so you can check it out.
Well, here's the problem with texts. I don't text. It's against my religion. I work for the phone company. It's like I want nothing to do with phones. Mine is the old-fashioned way to pick up, but my wife has it, and I can always text you from her line.
Can you always knock on the door? You'll find a way to find us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, that's good. Well, I hope you guys have a great Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas
to you, Tom.
Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
All right,
we'll see you. Bye-bye. And again, that was Tom from Kingston. If you want to just call, this is just about chatting today. We're here live this morning. It is Christmas Eve, and we wouldn't want it any other way than to spend it with our WATD listeners. You listen to us all year long. You've been very patient with us. Tom had mentioned, you know, with our pre-recording through the summer, but it was important for us to have time with our clients and time with our family. So it was really nice. But Jesse's manning the phone still, 781-837-4900. Jesse, I'm just going to go right through the commercials, okay? I know the person who's running the show.
And Cindy said that we don't have to. I didn't do that last week. I didn't do that. I would never do that, but I could have.
I mean,
I couldn't have because they said, no, Sharon, no. And I'm like, okay.
I said I wanted to do that longer commercial. We want people to know that we are real estate agents.
We are, so aren't we?
We are, yes. We're full-time real estate agents, which is really important. And now we have the three offices, like Tom was saying. Mm. So we have Bridgewater, which Janice is from.
Yes.
Yeah, when I saw that inter-office message yesterday from Janice too. So frustrating.
And I'm sure, knowing her, that it takes a lot to ruffle her feathers.
Oh,
a
yeah.
A lot. Because she is a ray of sunshine wherever she goes. Yep.
She's always so happy.
And for her to be upset with all the transactions that she does and how busy she, like, she just nothing gets her. And I said, ooh, that had to be bad. And I'll ask her later who that was. So I hope never to have to.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just flagged those people on our office and in our inter-office. Anyways, we take names.
Yeah.
And we let all of our.
Note to self.
I don't know, like 40, how many agents do we have? 45 agents. We let them all know who the people are that aren't doing a good job. I mean, because that gets out quickly.
Yes.
So, and I had one, like I said, this week. It was, you know what? I was the listing agent on the property, but even the buyer's agent, he was great. He was really good to work with. It was, you know, a younger demographic, excuse me. And he went online to a loan company. I won't say who it is. It starts with a Q. And
that's. Oh, I wonder who that could be.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because that's who Dawn was approved with. And I said, oh, no.
Well, what
no,
happens
no.
is when you're using these people, these vendors, whoever they are online, remember, it's national, but you have to deal with state rules and regulations. So the attorneys, I think, find it more frustrating than we do because they don't follow along.
Right.
So.
And one of the other things that they do, Sha, is
do we have another caller? You can just tell me. Yeah. And tell me who it is.
Yeah, tell us. Don't keep
poor
us
Jesse,
in suspense.
Poor Jesse can't get that computer running fast enough in there.
I didn't even know about this computer.
Yeah, you know, the big screen in here that tells us when we have a caller.
Oh, yeah, the big flat screen. And we usually have midgets run out with cue cards. Christmas off to build toys. We have Bill from Gallo Moving.
Oh, yay. Look, Bill, move me.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
How are you? Now, we're fabulous now. I'm just going to tell you that.
Yeah,
I'm
seriously?
Telling you that well, right now.
My Christmas Eve morning just got that much better.
Yes.
Oh, you're both too kind. How could I let this year-end show go by without at least calling to say Merry Christmas to both of you and your families?
Well, thank you so much. I wish you were listening earlier because I said I needed coffee, and usually he shows up with a box of Joe everywhere he is.
He does.
You promised me this year that you were going to do an expense report to tell me how much you spend on coffee because you always show up with a box of Joe.
No, I don't think so, but that's a nice offer.
Yeah.
I have my page, Bill, open to you right
now
because we were going to talk about, if we ever got off of our soapbox that we're on, you were right here to talk about Gallo Movers.
Yeah.
And
I thought the last caller was fantastic.
Yes, Tom from Kingston.
Yes.
He's great. Yep. Do you want to give us some of your top tips for our listeners? I mean, I know it's the end of year for you, but how are things right now with scheduling and everything?
Well, scheduling is pretty, we're pretty good right now because we are coming into the off season.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But going in, as I sent that top three to you, number one is always preparation.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, it really starts with, it's never too early to get a move estimate because, one, it's going to help you to understand what the costs are. And it may also help you, all of you together, to try to figure out the cost of your home or the sale of your home,
mm-hmm.
if that's relevant. I don't know. I mean, you guys usually know how to do your market analysis and give them a price, but I would think that it's always nice to know what your pending cost will be as well.
Yep.
And that's part of when we do a listing agreement. You know, one of the things Sharon has in our presentation is what your costs can be, and moving is, of course, one of them. But, Bill, one of the things I was going to mention that a lot of people do close at the end of the month, and there's only so many people you can move in one day.
Correct.
And they all need to be out of their, most of them mm-hmm. need to be out, you know, the same day and get into their new house. So the earlier they call you, the better, right?
I mean, that is correct.
For scheduling, correct. Yeah.
Well stated, Cindy. You have learned so well.
I'm so, I listen. I actually do listen.
Well, some of our other top tips for you when we were thinking about it as well was we want our listeners to know that you, when they are making these decisions, that they have to really compare apples to apples. Mm. Especially when it comes to moving, because I know that even, excuse me, you've recently said to some of my clients, you know, if you do some of this packing or lighten it, sure. whatever it is, like you must have a common phrase that you say, well, the estimate could be, you know, the final bill could be less, you know?
Yes.
Typically I tell them is that, you know, you really do the research on all the companies by Googling their names, and it's great that I get the referral from you guys, which is a testament.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, because all your estimates, for the most part, are non-binding.
Mm-hmm.
So that estimate cost is only as good as the company that gave it to you. And you
right.
can very quickly find that out by Googling the company name to see what reviews are out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's the real benefit of social media today, is that if people take that next step, they'll find out that $500 estimate compared to, say, my $2,500 is not so good after all.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I tell the story. I had clients a couple of years ago. Actually, I just bumped into her at Stop and Shop last night. She's expecting her third baby, another boy. And I remember 11 o'clock at night, you know, they're still moving stuff into the house. Like, they're just getting stuff into the garage. So, I mean, you really have to, I think, comparing apples to apples. And again, this common phrase, you get what you pay for,
is true.
You really do. You really do. And one of your clients that we didn't get simply because she was doing her due diligence, but by the time she got back to me, we couldn't do the date.
Yep. I know. I was very surprised by that one.
Yeah.
I was very surprised because we obviously tell people, make sure you book sooner, book sooner, book sooner. And
right.
I was very surprised when I heard that, because all along I thought that they were going with you, you know. I was really surprised to see when that happened. But they had a lot going on, actually. So, I mean, in their defense, they did have a death in the family. And
that's right, yeah.
It was sort of a sudden thing. So a close member, family member, a mother, you know, had passed away. So.
Right.
I mean, in their defense, I can understand that probably it wasn't on their top of their list.
They were fantastic people. They really were. And, you know, we tried, you know, we had made an offer to do it on a Sunday for, you know, $300 more, which is, you know, typically a Sunday would be double time. And this was just really covering the guys.
Yeah.
But they had already found somebody else, which is great. So I hope that all worked out, because they really, really were super people.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I don't even remember who they used. I mean, as soon as I don't hear Gallo, I stop listening. Right? Hey, I'm just telling the truth, okay?
Well, what was funny about the conversation when we had it, because Mary had come in, was she had said, you know, geez, I had asked Sharon, okay, is there anybody else? And she said very abruptly, she said, no, I don't use anybody else.
Yeah, I just don't. I literally.
It's really that simple.
Do not. I just don't
I
know
no
anybody
else.
I wouldn't know who to call. I have one moving company in my phone of contacts of 2,000 people, and it's Bill Balo. So.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So. Well, thank you so much for calling, Bill. It has been a great year.
Yes.
I mean, you are always there for Boston Connect Real Estate, for all of our agents, for me, for Cindy.
Definitely for me.
For all of our listeners. I mean, you really are a true testament of just the foundation of everything that's important to Boston Connect. To our team. So thank you for being a part of it.
You can't see me. I'm really turning. I'm blushing right now.
You're not blushing.
No.
Bill Balo, you move me.
Oh, you guys are the best. I will see you shortly. I love this time of year when you can say, I'll see you next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. Well, Monday I'll be moving an office. So I know you know about that. I called Bill about helping move an office. So we're moving Mark out, and we're putting my team back where they belong across from me so I can see them all the time. So I'm sure they're thrilled about that.
You let me know.
Yeah, no, that's all right. He can handle it.
You tell Mark to call me if he needs help.
Okay.
I'm off. Tell him to call me.
All right.
And you have a wonderful holiday with that beautiful family of yours.
Thank you, Cindy. Bye, Sharon. Both
Bye.
Of you. Best of the new year coming up.
All right. Love you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Happy New Year. So again, it's just a love fest.
It is.
Seriously, it's a love fest. We're doing zero commercials today, and we're just loving on our people. Because Bill is great. No, he really is. I mean, I told him we're going to actually, I'm moving a couple offices back because I like to have Mary and Melissa across from me so I can see them. Remember Mary? That used to be Mary's office. Yeah. So I want to sort of put them back there, and I'm going to put Mark back where he was just so I can, have that. You know what I realized is, no pun intended, we talk across the aisle all the time. So a lot of things in communication.
That's how it always was for me in my corporate work, like my assistant right out
there.
Hey,
do you mind
doing
that?
And I don't ever pick up the phone. It's I yell to the person.
Yeah, me too. That's me.
I can't.
And we try
chatting. And I will
never
pick up the phone.
Yeah, we try chatting on the computer.
I just yell. It comes out of the mouth.
And it's too far for me to yell.
Will they both fit there?
Well, they'll make it work.
Okay.
I told them they could have my office and I would take that one, but they refused. So we'll make it work. It will all be perfectly fine. So again, that was Bill Balow from Gallo Movers.
Yes.
He is the best of the best. So if you are, considering moving next year, some of our tips for you is, start lining up all of these people. Have myself and Cindy in to do an evaluation of your house. We're both staging professionals as well, so we can give you some staging tips.
Yeah.
Staging tips are important. Because there's things that can be purged, which is going to save on you. Why move it to the next house if you don't need it with that? So 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. We're just going to keep on plowing through our commercials here and talk about our year in review. So we're just, like I said, we're here live this morning and we wouldn't want it any other way.
No,
who do you want to talk about next?
So
I'll let you pick.
Oh, me. Let me see. Well, let's talk about Imperial Inspection. Another, you know what? That's all I have is one.
Yeah, me too. I love them.
And then when they're not available, I go, well, then we need to just do it on another date.
Then need to wait. That's what we say. Then you wait. That's what
happens.
Then
you just wait because they're busy, but you wait.
Yeah.
And we'll just see if we can get a little bit of, just as long as it's done before the purchase and sale, we're good.
Yeah.
Imperial. Now, did they respond with Steve?
Of course,
Of course, he did because he's the best of the best.
He really is.
I mean, I know.
As I said, I don't. I bump into a lot of other home inspectors, and no offense to anybody
we've had because we're on the listing side. Many. And so some people will say to me, "Well, do you have anyone else that you?" Because they give me their card all the time, and I say. No.
Yeah, you can use, just wait for Steve. Steve will be able to get it done. But we do see a lot. I mean, there are a lot of, great people out there. And, but we don't want to blow out anybody else's candle to make our shine brighter. We just happen to love Steve. He does such a thorough job. And everyone at his office, of course, with Dave and Jay, they are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
And they're so, I just had, an inspection with Dave a couple of weeks ago in that house that I'm closing on. And my client, she's a single mom, she said, oh my gosh, he was so nice and so thorough and explained things. And sometimes they're not, or they, I think, I don't do inspections and I buy my own business at an inspection. I usually do work at an inspection, but you didn't do a whole heck of a lot there for your client, for this client. That's not my client.
I would say that one of the bigger mistakes that people make is that they don't hire an inspector. And they're like, oh, my brother's friend is in construction, or like there are so many other things that Imperial does when they're there. I mean, obviously, we know the last show we were supposed to have with them unfortunately got canceled because of, they needed the time here for the football games. But, he does the radon test. So important.
Important.
You know what? Both girls are home. So I'm going to figure out how to get the video off of my phone and onto a computer. So that's coming.
Is that what the problem is there?
I can't figure it out.
You?
Well, it's iTunes.
If you can't figure it out.
Cannot figure out how to get it off my phone and in there. So we're going to get that all settled. And then he also does the lead paint, which is really important. And he does inspections for Title V. I think he tends to be more commercial on that end of things. And then, of course, the head-to-toe type thing.
Absolutely. And I had a client that purchased a property this year. Steve was the inspector, but we knew going in the deal before it fell apart because the couple had a lead inspection done. Mm-hmm. And of course, it came back with lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has to be
mitigated. Remediated.
It goes on the list in the Massachusetts list that, like, oh, that house has lead.
Yeah, it has notified or something.
Right? Yeah. The word.
We'll think of the word.
Yeah, tomorrow morning at 2
o'clock. Documented. That's good.
We'll go with documented. And so they, you know, do not have any children, young couple, and they, but they wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, before they even used Steve, you know, for the inspection, they didn't know who they were going to use.
Yep.
And I had recommended him. He came over, looked, read the report. He had me send him the report, and he talked to my client for well over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then my client used him for the inspection because they had someone that someone recommended. And I said, you use whoever you want, but this is who I recommend.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Steve did the, and they were thrilled, and they moved forward, and everything was fine, and he went over everything with them, like, just because I asked.
Well, and you know, that's funny that you say that. That story brings me to another story. And Steve did give us his top tips. And Steve generally listens every weekend. So, Steve, if you're listening, like, we love you to pieces. And we're so happy to have you, too, as part of our foundation of our team at Boston Connect Real Estate. But, you know, you said that, you know, Steve was willing to take the time to talk to one of our clients. And I think that when I say we're spoiled, like, we really are. Because I feel that Steve and all the other professionals, preferred professionals we use,
oh my gosh,
they know we're not going to reach out to them just for every little question we have.
No.
Like, we're not going to bother them. We respect their time.
Absolutely.
And value what their worth is. But when we were at the holiday party, the Christmas party last week, Megan and Steve were there, right? Edwards, they just got married, right?
Yep.
And Emmanuel from Stiles' office, Mark Stiles' office, was there. Emmanuel Ebot, who is a doll as well. They're real estate attorneys, too. Megan had come up to me in the office and she said, you know, somebody was referred to my client and this was the attorney. I knew who the attorney was and he won't return my phone call. Like, he, the first time he answered, he said, yes, I'll call you back. Then he never called back. I've left another couple messages and he hasn't returned his call. And I said, well, here, why don't you try giving Emmanuel a call right up the, you know, right up the street in Marshfield. That's where the property was. So, she called Emmanuel and talked to him and she said, he just gave me the information that I needed because she needed the information right away.
Right.
And it was about multifamilies. And I know Emmanuel does a lot of multifamilies and condos and things, especially like the city stuff. And he answered, she goes, I hung up the phone with him. He just gave me a half hour of his time. He isn't going to send me a bill. I haven't committed to him. She goes, I'm going to use him. So that's how she ended up using him. And I have a great picture of the three of them at the holiday party. But again, they know when we're calling that we're not going to revalue their time.
We absolutely do.
Yeah. We have another caller.
Steve Cook.
Steve Cook. No. Oh, my day's getting much better. This is
Merry Christmas to us. Right. The only thing that could be even better is if they were here in person with a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
But they're not.
I mean, seriously, I do need that coffee. Can everyone hear how, like, froggy I am here? Steve, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I could have brought it over.
I know. I should have done that. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Well, we're here, like, chatting about you and how fabulous we think you are. But you know that, right?
I know that. You're getting me to blush over here.
You and Bill Balow.
That's right.
I know. So we were actually talking about some of your top tips that you have in here. Do you want to discuss them, or do you want us to sort of give them, and you can give little pinpoints?
Sure. You can go ahead and I'll give a little pinpoint.
Okay. So your tip number one was ice dam prevention.
Mm.
Absolutely. Yeah, especially where we had a couple of years ago and lessons learned that the snow rakes run out quick as soon as you start to get them is if they're not that expensive, you know, to pick one up, you know, before you hit the season, too.
Because it's important what you use on that roof, Steve. I had a client that we closed on that thought everything was fine. It was an 8-year-old roof and had some, we had that bad rain because we hadn't had any rain all summer, had bad rain and had leaks in the house. Come to find out up on the roof when I guess the people that owned it before had someone go up and clean all the roof off and the gutters
with
I don't know what, but they tore some shingles and actually made some holes maybe with that pitchfork, Steve.
Oh, absolutely. That was like when it was doing, was it 2 years ago? We were doing the inspection during that bad ice storm.
Oh,
and
I remember
they
this
had
story.
Two people up on the roof, you know, with hammers.
Oh.
Breaking the ice off, and we're in there doing the inspection, and the plaster's cracking up on the top. Oh. Every go outside, they two holes in the roof. It was crazy.
Gosh. If I ever wish I had a 2-hour, 3-hour, 4-hour show, it would be today because we could just sit here and talk to you about the stories, that the things you see. I remember you telling me that story last year. Well, with the ice dams, we did 3 shows, I think, on that, didn't we? I mean, we did a lot of shows on that year.
Oh, right in the height of the season when it was occurring on, you know, what to put up on the roof if you, you know, don't use the salt, you know, use the calcium chloride. That way you don't damage your scrubs and aluminum gutters and stuff. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, one of my clients, actually, maybe you can talk about this a little bit, was I think what happened on their house was you did the inspection on their house, but after they bought it, they were a young couple, and they put salt all over, and it was like bricks, brick, like front staircase. Is that? Yes. I didn't realize that's a no-no.
It is, yes.
I didn't know that either.
It almost looks like a, if you leave it there long enough, it looks like the seawall down in Marshfield. You know, the salt is going to start to break down some of the concrete, and then, water's going to get in there, freeze and expand and kind of perpetuate and, pull things apart.
Yeah, that's exactly what sort of happened. So Cindy won't be...
Papa, can you hear me?
Don't even buy it, Sin, because honestly...
I don't.
Don't buy it. Don't let
he
Papa
has it.
Tell Papa
he has
not
it in
to
his
buy
trunk.
It. No. Oh my gosh.
We'll have a conversation when I get home. Thank you. See?
You got it.
Oh my God.
It was Mark putting that on the front steps.
Yeah. No, that's Cindy.
That's
Cindy's father-in-law. Has been putting it on the steps.
Yeah.
The brick steps.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Old habits are hard to break sometimes. So he's happy.
Yes. So let me see. Then the other thing too with the ice dams, what about like some of the things that happen? Like if you do end up with an ice dam, I know, you don't go out there certainly with a brick. Sorry, I'm still on the steps. You don't go out there with a hammer. But what can happen inside the house, like that people should look for that things are not good?
You're going to see a discoloration, where the wall joins the ceiling, on the outer walls where the ice is building up. And that usually means that you have a pond in of water below that snow cap, and it's starting to leach in, because it's a heated area inside the home. Mm-hmm. That's usually your first indication that, the ice dams are forming out there.
Okay. Perfect. So ice dams are going to be big this year.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be really, really cold if anyone reads the Farmer's Almanac.
But you need to have your gutters clean, too, because they get backed up and they don't work. And your downspouts. You think that you just do the gutters, but the downspouts did a show last week. It was fabulous.
Yep. You got to keep those clean. This is the time of year to get up there and, where it's, warm today. It's 45, 50 out there.
Well, hire a professional.
Hire a professional. Get the gutters clean. Make sure your downspouts are clean.
Yep.
So, when the water does go down through, it's not going to be impeded.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. We had Joe do it, by the way. Just so
did you?
Yeah. So the other thing, too, is you probably heard Cindy and I stumbling, but I think it's registered is the word that we're looking for in regard to lead paint.
Yes.
So if a house is found to have lead paint, it's registered with the state. Is that the right word? Because we couldn't
Pretty
think
much.
Of it.
It's recorded.
Recorded. Jeez, that's a big word.
Right, but not the actual report. So what the inspector does is page one of the report is sent into data entry at the lead paint division. And what they do is they put that information on there and just a yes or a no, whether the place does contain hazards and whether or not a certificate's been issued or if any de-leading has taken place in there. And it's a good resource to, say, 5 years down the road. They're looking at it. If they lost the documents, they can go right to that website, look it up, contact the inspector, and usually for $25, $30, they'll send you another report or the certificate.
Okay. And I know people can find, if somebody, I actually did my CE credits last week. Well, I didn't really have to do all of mine. I had a couple, but I can never find my certificate. So Mark had to have his done. So we did it together just so I'm ready in April. And the lead paint form, the property transfer lead notification form was in front of us. And Charlie Burke, who has Mass Academy of Real Estate, was there teaching the class. He's awesome as well. There's like $11,000 worth of fines on that one form. So filling that out accurately as agents is really, really important. But if people are purchasing a house built prior to 1978, what's the website that they can go to check on a house?
Yep, they go right to imperialinspectionservices.com. And if they go to the sidebar on the left, there'll be a bunch of categories there from home inspection to radon. You'll see one for lead paint. Just click on that, and that will give you a link in there to tie into the state website, and you can enter any address that you want or the particular one that you're looking at, and it will let you know the history if any.
All right, perfect. And then your tip number three. Everybody heard the doorbell, but we're not doing any open houses tomorrow.
We're not?
Merry Christmas,
no
everybody.
No open houses tomorrow? No. I could have sworn I was doing one. Yeah. Jefferson.
Well, I have 22 people coming to my house, so if you want to swing in, I'm sure I won't notice you're there. So your
that
tip,
will be an open house.
Yeah, exactly. Tip number three was the pre-inspection, and I think this is really important for people who are thinking about, and this is very timely because I can't believe it. We're at the end of December. We tell people spring market is the weekend after the Super Bowl Sunday, which is what, the first week in February?
Yeah.
So why do you think that that's so important for people to do?
Well, a lot of times when they put it on the market, you know, the people I find that do the pre-inspections, the transaction usually goes through first time out, especially if it's an older home or it has potential, you know, troubles and stuff like that. At least they know what they're dealing with. And they can either have it fixed or addressed or price the house accordingly and let the prospective buyers know, listen, it's X, Y, and Z. If you're nervous about it right now, go down the street, look at another house. Rather than getting involved in something tied up for 2 or 3 weeks, spend all the money for inspections and, you know, mortgages and, you know, applications and so, and then you end up walking, you know, because you don't like something there.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, like Cindy and I, we're always looking for ways for our clients to sort of save money beforehand.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So things like that, like you just giving advice, like before you go ahead and spend all this money, you know, you should really know where you are with everything. I think that the pre-inspection is really, really good for people, especially who have been in their homes, like our boomers. You've been in your home for 25, 30, 35 years. We walk by it. I walk by the same little things that frustrated me for years and years in my house. I've been there, what, 24 years.
Yeah.
So you tend not to see it because I'll say, Steve, when you're doing an inspection, if you're doing one for my buyer client, and Steve, by the way, does do inspections when we're the listing agent and we see him there. And I don't call him the deal breaker. Some people do because he finds everything.
No.
But the house is what it is. I've never lived here. So I'd rather someone do something thorough because, especially if it's in one of our local towns, we're going to bump into them at Stop and Shop, so we want to make sure that they're doing it right. But
you're not running down to the produce aisle trying to get out of their way.
Exactly.
The Smith, they're mad at me.
Exactly.
Right.
But I would say that the homeowner, when I am the buyer's agent and we tell the listing, I find that the seller, especially of that boomer generation, they're more surprised than anyone. What do you mean I have termites? What do you mean I have? They don't want it either.
I got a bad roof. My boiler's on its last legs. You know, a lot of times people know that. You know, going into the transaction, at least they can deal with it and say, geez, you know, they reduced the price of the house by 10 and, you know, I can deal with it down the road. It's not immediate, but at least I know in the next year or two, those areas are going to need to be addressed.
Exactly. And things happen. I bumped into one of my clients who bought last year and lo and behold, they had a pool inspection done and it passed, but they have to buy a new liner. So I was sad to hear that. That was our neighbors. Yeah. So and they had an inspection done. But Steve, we only have a minute left here. So if people want to get in touch with you, what is your website one more time?
They can get to the website by imperialinspectionservices.com or they can call the office at 781-843-1141. Again, 781-843-1141.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to the both of you.
All right. And we'll have you into the office one time soon. You can give a little presentation to our office if you have any time. I know you're busy.
You've got to look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a nice holiday. Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
So to all our listeners here, we have run out of time. So next week, we're going to continue on and go through our list of our, you know, co-hosts for the year. So we'll be here with Dan Mann next week, and he can help us do that. And Steve we didn't invite all our vendors to the party this year. I just want him to know that it wasn't we excluded him.
No.
We just didn't bring them this year just because there were so many of us. So, Cindy Ford, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, darling.
I hope Santa brings you everything. Same thing to our WATD listeners. If you want to get in touch with us, think